everybody, and happy 2023. Haven't been here in a long time. So it's March 2023, and happy Women's Month. Apparently, March is Women's History Month, celebrated in the United States, and I believe in some other countries like Canada and possibly abroad. But yeah, haven't been on this station, this channel, this podcast in a while. Yeah, the last couple of weeks have been kind of interesting, and then I just thought, you know what, this would be a really great outlet for me to just get this off of my brain, an easy outlet to tell you what's been going on with this topic. So yeah, as you can tell by the title, I have like five things that I must share. My recent obsession, but not necessarily recent, but an ongoing love affair with Instacart. And so this is just why I have to tell you why Instacart is fire. Okay. So let me give you the origin story of why I'm back on this channel today, why I'm back on this podcast, why I'm telling you about Instacart. And then there's another topic that I really must cover really, really, really quickly. So here it goes. The origin story is had a conversation recently with my boyfriend, who is a self-proclaimed Instagram hater. He is. And if he hears this, or when he hears this, because I'm going to share it, and he's going to agree, but maybe by the end of this podcast, he will be a convert, a believer, an Insta believer, an Instacart believer. But at any rate, he hates it. We were having a discussion, and he mentioned, oh yeah, by the way, I had a conversation with another couple of people, and we were all kind of talking about some things in technology. He works in tech. He works in a capacity where to help other individuals get connected and get their life connected through different equipment, opportunities, and securities. So for whatever reason, the conversation drifted into Instacart. They were all of the opinion, him included, that Instacart was not something that they agreed with or they thought was a safe thing, or in essence, didn't think that someone should use it, because why not go to the grocery store? In fact, I will share that my boyfriend's idea about Instacart is that he does not trust people with his food, or trust that people are going to do what they say that they're going to do, or that people also that people are crazy out there, and that he would rather pick out his own produce, fruits, vegetables, and the like, and so on and so forth. And why not go to the grocery store? And my argument has always been, and it's honestly, it's growing stronger every day. And so whenever someone pushes back on a topic that I feel that I'm justified in, or I have a strong belief in, I have to get this off my chest. So that's the origin story of why I'm back on this podcast talking about five reasons why Instacart is fire. So let's go back in time. I would say that I am a user of Instacart for at least the last 3-4 years, but I've been using it for a while. It started out very simple. It started out very, very simple and limited, but it has grown and it has evolved, and I'm loving it even more. So I would say a few years ago, it was only a few stores, and and one of the stores that I loved to shop in was changing. Aldi has been my store of choice for ever since it started. I mean, once they were on the scene here in our area, I was drawn to it. I thought, hey, this is some cool colors. It's a small little square box store. They had little bitty baskets. The store brand merchandise was different from what I had seen in other stores, and it was a very simple layout. And so all of those things were attracted to me, because I guess I get overstimulated in a grocery store environment. That should be on my list, but I've got five things on my list that I hadn't even got to the list yet. The reason I love Aldi should be in a whole different podcast. That was the reason why I kind of jumped on Instacart, because Instacart had an option for you to choose to shop at Aldi. When I found out about the app, I definitely was intrigued. I put in my contact information, my purchasing options, as far as, you know, how was method of payment. And so I was like, yeah, let's try this. Little by little, I would order things that I felt like, okay, I'm going to do my week's worth of groceries on here and see if I can get my money's worth. And I really believe that before, when it first started, it wasn't as much of a charge for the ordering, as far as the, you know, there's always a charge to have someone else to do it, but that cost seemed to be minimal as well. So I just thought, and groceries were really cheap compared to now. Groceries were really cheap 3-4 years ago. Okay. So all of those things kind of led up to my deep, deep passion for Instacart. Okay. So let's get it. Just jump right into my five reasons why Instacart is fire right after this. So let's start at the bottom of the list. The first thing on my list is that Instacart is an easy setup and it's easy to order. Once you put in your contact information, you put in your email address, you put in your address where you want your items to be delivered to, then it's very easy process. It's nothing more than filling out a simple demographic survey or something that kind of just gets your basic information. It's nothing more than filling out your basic information. And then once you're set up, your information is stored there on your phone. So if you have a secure phone, secure with a password, you should be pretty good to go with having your credit card or, you know, whatever method of payment that you have stored in this app. So I feel pretty safe with it. I've never had any problems. Number one, it's easy to set up. It's easy to order. On the other side, you can select the store that you're interested in, and then you can do a search at the top for the category or the particular item. Easy peasy, select it, put it in your basket. Life is good. And it's going to give you, oh my goodness, what I've needed in my life for so long, which is a running total. Hello? Everybody needs a running total when you're going to the grocery store. If you've ever been in a store and you have limited funds and you know you want to eat, you're hungry, the very worst case scenario is you go to the grocery store and you're hungry when you go in there. But when you have a running total, you have the option to kind of see how much money you are going to spend at the top of the, you know, the app or somewhere around the app, then it helps you to pretty much stay on course. Easy setup, easy to order. I love it. That's my number one thing. Number two, it eliminates the hypnotize. Okay. And I know that's kind of a crazy janky like statement, but it eliminates the hypnotize. Have you ever, and I know you have, if you've ever been to Walmart, if you've ever been to Target, don't tell me that when you get in there and you see the lights and you hear the subliminal music, I call it subliminal. There's a little bit of music in the air in both stores. When you go to the store, you see all the bright colors, especially in Target. You got all the reds and you got the bullseyes, you got the red circles. It's just a really inviting atmosphere, inviting you to spend your money. You go to Target for two things. You go to Walmart for one thing. You come out, you've got a basket full of things, or you may even have a basket with only a few things now. And then the receipt has a total of $100, $150. And you don't know what happened. You get to the car, you shake your head, and you blink your eyes three times, and you're like, whoa, where have I been? Because you have pretty much been hypnotized by what the marketing specialists and strategists have done to make it so beautiful and inviting and so easy for you to put extra things in your basket. Different things come to your mind because you see the bright signs that say, hey, this is the section where you can get all your toiletries. This is the section where you can get some cute shoes. This is the section where you can get maybe some makeup or some electronics. All those things, or none of those things you really needed, or none of the things that you really came to the store for in the first place. You only needed a stick of butter to finish the recipe that you had, that you started at home, or whatever the reason was. You needed one thing, and you come out. By the time you get back to your car, you're shaking your head in amazement because you have a receipt that you spent more than $100. If that's not you, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's $100. Maybe your total is $50, or maybe because you have more self-control, or maybe your total is $150 or $200. But don't tell me you haven't at least gone into a Walmart or Target to get some type of grocery item and then been hypnotized. And by the time you come out, even sometimes you come out and you don't even have the thing you went in there for. So at any rate, number two eliminates the hypnotize effect. Number three, it reduces impulse purchases. And I know it kind of seems like number two and number three are hand in hand, but here's the longer version of why it reduces impulse purchases. Because if you are using Instacart, more than likely you are in your own environment. You're at home. For me, I'm either in my bedroom or in my kitchen. If I'm in the kitchen and I'm like, okay, I'm looking for the things that I need to cook for today's meal or tomorrow's meal or whatever, or maybe I'm cooking and I've got what I need, but I just ran out of the last little bit of olive oil, or I just finished up the frozen peas or the frozen corn, whatever it is, you can now add those things to your list. And by the time you're ready to go back, but you don't pass by the Cheez-Its on your way to the checkout. You don't pass by the sodas on the way to the checkout. You don't pass by a really cool book that you've been meaning to read and pick up that you bought. I bought the book. The book has been on my desk all spring. Haven't read the book yet. But at any rate, that's just me. If I go to the store, it reduces those impulse purchases. And you don't pass by the things and you don't pick up the things, but you're able to little by little put the things in your basket. So that's number three. Number four, no shame in my put back game. So what does that mean? Number four, no shame in my put back game. If I have 10 things in my basket and my goal was to only spend $125 on groceries for the week, then if I go over my budget, I can look back at the list of things in my cart and say, you know what? I really don't have to have that extra pack of ground turkey this week. I can put that back and then check out. I don't have any. Now I've got to walk all the way back to the meat section to put this back because I feel like if I just put, you know, meat back on a shelf with the canned soup, I don't know. It's just me. I don't like to put things back in the wrong place. And I definitely don't like to put them back if it could spoil and not be available for someone else to actually use the thing. Number four, no shame in my put back game. If I want to take it out of my basket because of maybe I've got two meats selected or I've got three fruits and I just only need two because I know if I get three different fruits, I'm not going to eat it all in time for it to go bad. I can put things back. I don't have to walk all the way zigzagging across the store to put things back where they belong. So number four, no shame in my put back game. And number five, let's take a break right here. And then when we come back, I'm going to give you the number five. And then ding, 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 ding. I got two bonus things because I'm so hyped up about Instacart. Okay. When we come back. All right. And we're back. So let's jump into the last thing on my item. First, let me recap. Number one, easy setup, easy to order. Number two, eliminates the hypnotize effect. And we're talking about Walmart and Target. Number three, reduces impulse purchases. Number four, no shame in the put back game. No shame in my put back game. And then number five thing, the number five reason why that Instacart is fire with three fire emojis and 10 100 emojis and air horn and all that stuff. The number five reason, time is money. Time is money. And so if you can save time somewhere else, I believe within my heart, if I'm saving time on this end, I'm making money on the other end. So if I don't have to walk through the grocery store and double back and walk back through, I'm saving energy, I'm saving time, I'm using that energy and that time on another project, on another thing that's going to help me to make more money. And so if you like to save money, if you like to make money, if you like dollar bills and change and quarters and dimes and nickels, think about it this way. You're actually transferring that use of your time and that use of your energy into something that's a little bit or a lot of bit more valuable. So if I can do something else that's going to generate $20 and $30 an hour, why would I spend it in the grocery store pushing a basket when I could definitely help my, I can use all the strategies to make sure I'm being mindful about what I purchase on the app. And then now using that time, reusing that time to do something that's so much more valuable to myself, to my soul, to my body, my energy, and to my bank account. So again, number five, time is money. And I'm all about making money because wasting time doesn't make sense. All right. So I promised you two bonus ones. Here it goes. The bonus A, you can build and reuse your list. If you like to buy certain things, I like cherry tomatoes. They go in a lot of different things. You can definitely see that Instacart remembers the things that you bought from a certain store. And then you can, it'll actually show you, hey, this is what you bought last time. Do you want any of these things? So now I'm not walking up and down the aisles trying to find the things that I usually get. They're already on the app. They're there. I can go ahead and click 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. These are the things I get just about every time. And then I didn't ever mention this, and I guess this is another bonus, but there's more than one store. There's more than a couple of stores now. So you can get groceries. You can get things from household goods and housewares and things from different stores. Look, I'm not going to give you all the stores, but if you download the app or you look it up on the internet, you can definitely see how many stores are available. And if any of those stores are your faves, you may be able to find some of the benefit out of using the app. And then the second bonus, because I wrote these two bonuses down, is the fact that, I guess that is my second bonus. The second bonus is that they have more stores than they had when I first started using the app. I started using Instacart with Aldi. And then I gradually started using Aldi and Sam's Club. And fun fact, ding, 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 you don't have to have a Sam's Club membership to shop at Sam's Club in the app. Of course, it limits the items that you can purchase, but you can get some really cool food, some really good food, some really great snacks. Those large bulk items, you can get them on Instacart with Sam's. And those are the five reasons, the two bonuses, all the things that I love about Instacart. And again, if you don't love Instacart, don't be a hater. Don't yuck my yum, but definitely realize that while I'm saving time and money and brain power, you are pushing a basket. All right. But everybody does what they like to do, and it's okay. If you have any questions or comments about anything that I've shared today, it's cool. Please reach out to me. If you want to see me or hear my voice on a regular basis, I actually have another podcast that I've been providing content to on a more stable basis. It's called Serious Applicants Only. It is a career podcast for serious people who want serious results in their career. If you're someone who's in the middle of or at the beginning stages, entry level part of your career, I may be able to give you a different type of mindset, understanding, concepts that can help really boost that career journey. All right. So this has been your girl, Tanya. If you have anything, if you're interested in any of that other stuff, reach out to me. And yeah, I'll see you on the internet somewhere. All right. Have a great day. Have an awesome day.